Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to At My Father's Table with Pastor Kevin T. Scott. We're going to jump right into our sermon topic today. We're going to talk about this life that we live and what we can do, what we should do, what we want to do. In these days of confusion, corruption, misunderstandings, lack of patience, we are wrapped in a world of mystery. And the mystery that I'm talking about is how we should love one another. Thus, going forward, the name of this sermon topic is In These Days. You see, ladies and gentlemen, in these days, we talk about dreams, ambitions, what we say we want to do. But the problem comes in when we procrastinate, when we forget to say thank you and please, when we show gratitude for efforts made our way. And it gets confusing because the fruits of the Spirit talks about patience and kindness and understanding and love. And these things, us Christians, the ones that say that they are following Jesus Christ, should possess. It gets wrapped up into hatred, misuse of people's feelings, things that are not of the fruits of the Spirit. Now, let me clarify that point. You see, we are supposed to be examples of Christ. And if you are an example, that means that you try to do the right thing under all circumstances, not some. You can't use an excuse for not following the fruits of the Spirit. In these days that we gather ourselves, we wake up with the finger of love touched upon us, and then we go out into this world and we don't do right. Now, that's not to say that everyone, because people try to evolve into being good people. It's not an overnight process. It's a journey. It's a lifetime. It's experience. That's why the Bible talks about educating yourself in the Word. Now, when you say educating yourself, people think, oh, I shouldn't have to have a PhD in theology in order to get God's point across. I'm naturally gifted. Well, you study to show yourself approved. And in these days and times, people acquire certificates, degrees, Bible studies. I can remember when I was a wee lad, I would go to lots of Bible studies, and I would collect all of these Bible studies certificates, and it gave me a foundation for once I approached seminary school, I had a thorough foundation on what Christianity is supposed to be about. Not that I could live it every day. In these days, we talk about what we want to do. But do we do them? Do we follow the path of success, or do we follow the path of least resistance? You see, it takes time to study, to go to school, per se. Some agree that everyone doesn't have to go to school. This is true, but it is a necessary point of view to get an education about something that you're asking other people to do. You should be an example to that. And the only way that you can truly be an example is to study and follow the teachings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's important to note that these bootleg, off-the-cuff preachers, because they know how to excite a crowd and do cartwheels in the pulpit and sound excited and motivated, that they're leading someone. Where are they leading them to? Church is not a show. Church is not a place where you go and get entertained. It's a way of life. In these days, ladies and gentlemen, this is what is required of us. Your reasonable service. And it is your reasonable service that we're talking about in these days. You see, procrastination is an enemy. And many of us, myself included, at some points in my life, procrastinate. They kick the can down the road. They push the cart to nowhere land, a bridge to nowhere significant. It's important that we know that we are supposed to love up on each other in spite of. You can dislike a person's actions, but you can still love them. And some people simply require being loved at a distance. I mean, I'm here to tell you the truth. Some people, they don't want to be around you. And quite frankly, you don't want to be around them. But there is a love that's supposed to extend and transcends beyond that in these days and times. That's the part of Christianity that is difficult. When someone disagrees with the way you think, your philosophy, your opinion. But there's a way to handle all of that. And through the fruits of the Spirit, it gives us a roadmap. Are you willing to follow it in these days and times? Jesus Christ was the example, the perfect example, because you know, and I know, that if someone would have tried to hang me on a cross and I had the ability, the power, and the authority to strike them down, I would have done it in a heartbeat. You're going to attempt to put nails in my body? See, Jesus was very much so human. And the fact that you want to do something like that to me and I came here to save you, how ungrateful. How ungrateful can you be when all you are or want to be or aspires to be is a taker? What do you give? And then you think of a few instances where you gave. Is it enough? You give from the heart. You shouldn't have to remind people that you've helped them. You shouldn't have to tell them that, look, when you needed something, God sent me. And I did the right thing and helped you. Now that we're at different ends of the table, you want to inflict pain and suffering in these days and times. So in this message that is being told to you right now, you have to question yourself. Am I doing all that I can do to be the best Christian that I can be under hard circumstances? No one promised you that it was going to be an easy walk, but at least you're able to walk, and you should be walking in a direction towards the fruits of the Spirit in these days and times. Don't get it confused. Don't get it twisted. Don't overthink it. You are supposed to love ye one another as I have loved you. The example is set. You can't get no more horrific than the things that Jesus went through. You can't substitute situations and say, well, he didn't have to go through this. He didn't have to go through that. He went through all of it. in some capacity, even at the end when his life was taken. He said, Father, is there another way that this can be done? And he cooperated. In these days and times, ladies and gentlemen, as a Christian person, if you want to identify yourself as a Christian person, it's not when it's easy, when the decision is relaxed and it's comfortable and it's warm and fuzzy. It's when it really pushes the envelope. You use that reserve nerve to just get along. You shouldn't commit to ganging up on a person and using your influence to hurt people. Because you're supposed to love ye one another as I have loved you. And since the example is set, that's what you should be about. Should be. And that procrastination is only an excuse to act up. I listen to these different preachers on TV, radio, social media, clips, and they're making points that they feel like are strong. But the core basic thing is love ye one another as I have loved you. And that doesn't require a whole bunch of words. It requires a bunch of action. You see someone that you don't care for, can you still speak? Can you acknowledge their presence as opposed to dismissing their entire future? We do that to one another. And then we're quick to stand up and say, oh, Jesus, I love you. I want to emulate you. But when it comes time for you to show up with that attitude and that personality, said, forgive them, O Lord, for they know not what they do. Are you that person too? Is it that you have to have your way because circumstances have put it that way for you for an awful long time and you think life is supposed to be about that in these days and times? We have to push forward with how we treat one another. That's what the bulk of the videotape, you know, the spiritual videotape is going to show. How did you treat the person that you disliked the most? Did you do peculiar things to them to undermine them? It's all on tape. Don't think you're going to escape it. I have to try to live a certain way. And sometimes at a distance is the best way. But you can still love. You can still appreciate the effort that it took to get to point A, point B, and point C. The roadmap. The fruits of the Spirit. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we move into this new paradise, up the road to the heavens, is what you do behind you that's going to determine whether or not you are going to be worthy of that gift. Is your name in that book? And if it isn't, how can you get it there? Do you have to change some things about you? Is it worth it to you? Because the tape is constantly playing. It's live. And everything in it is true because it's you. We come with a bunch of fancy scriptures, and I know the Bible backwards and forwards, but do you live it? Do you live it to the point where it hurts, where you know that you can't do what comes to your imagination out of respect of the fruits of the Spirit, the roadmap, and following them? Because it couldn't have gotten no worse for when Jesus hung up on that cross. It couldn't have been. You wouldn't even have lasted that long just getting the cross up there. So, ladies and gentlemen, be cautious and careful as to how you treat people in these days and times. I have to say the same thing. I have to remind myself, hey, do the right thing, even if it hurts. And when it does hurt, there's a solitude that comes along with it. It's called the Holy Spirit when you know that you've done the right thing by God, not by man and women. It's easy to jump on a bandwagon of a mob or even family. It's easy to do that. Yeah, I don't like this person. I don't like that person. And you become a person that don't like. All that's on their videotape. Your spiritual videotape. Am I getting through to someone? You want to be the best representation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as you can. It's a must. There's only one way to go, and that door is narrow, and you have to try to get through it. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to be known for doing the wrong thing. I don't want to be known for following the crowd. I don't want to be known to be a people pleaser. Because they will fail you. They have failed you, and they're going to do it again as soon as they get a chance. I don't want to be that. I want to inspire to something different. Something that can represent a Christ-like attitude. And knowing that I'm going to be rejected. Knowing that people are not going to like me for the simple fact they're just not going to like you. And you have to settle with the fact that you can't please everyone. Everyone's not going to like you. And all you could possibly hope for is that they respect you. But some won't even do that. They will be disrespectful. And then it makes you adjust to a different attitude. Because you still have to love them. In such a way that you can stay away from them, but you still have to love them. That's why I say it's confusing and complex, because it's a mix of emotions. The emotions that leave you confused and bewildered and befounded. You worried about what Sister Betty has to say and Brother Fred. And you're not looking at the facts for what they are. People know when they're being mean and selfish and self-centered. They know that. People know what they're doing. There's no excuse for it in these days and times. Don't procrastinate. Treat people right by the hand of God. Because when it comes down, when you're at your end and your tape is reviewed, what's going to happen to you? You're accountable for all of it. So am I. And just to be clear, that's what you're judged on. It's okay to have fun. It's okay to be a positive person, but stand for Jesus alone in these days and time, because you and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost will be in whatever atmosphere there is alone. Mama can't come and help you. Daddy can't come and help you. Sister or brother, it's you and them. And you have to face that music. Make sure that music has harmony, peace, love, and soul involved. Don't let it have backstabbing, hate, treachery. Because that's going to get you and land you flat into hell. And you don't want to go there for eternity. We're only here for a short period of time. But because we don't know what's over the horizon, you think it's a long time. It's not. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not. It's eternity. And when that final resting place come up, you want to be at peace with yourself first. You're not going to have the entourage with you, your friends that are just going to agree with you and be just as bad as you are, or be just as good. Be the example to what Christ is trying to get across to us. The Bible has 66 books in it. So you can't say that you don't have enough information. And if it's going to take you a little time to get through it, sure, we'll wait. But make sure that you're on that road to redemption. It's a lonely walk, but it's even worse if you're in hell. So, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, in these days and times, it's about what you do. You can't be accountable for anyone else. What you do to please our Lord and Savior. It's going to come down to you, not anyone else. And when we settle that in our spirit, you come to terms with why the fruits of the Spirit are there. They didn't just get written for the sake of them being written. They got written so that you can follow them in these days and times. So you can always reach out to KingScottRadioTV.com. You can reach us at my Father's table at 240-362-7552. And if you need some counseling help, we can help you. We can be of service to you. Use that because it's going to come up on your spiritual videotape. Hey, I sent people to come after you. You said no because you have free will. Certainly the cow doesn't have free will. If he knew he was walking into a slaughterhouse and he wasn't going to come out the same way, it's not like that for you unless you choose that to be. At my Father's table with Pastor Kevin T. Scott is here to be of service to you. And sometimes people are even going to misconstrue that. But as long as you know that you're clear in your heart, you can't worry about what they or the naysayers say. You have to sweep the dust off your shoulders and move on. But the tape is there. It's there to be observed so that you will know, because God already knows. So this has been another broadcast on KingScottRadioTV.com at my Father's table. We love you. We're sincere in trying to help you. And we pray that you have a very good week coming to you. In the name of Jesus, at my Father's table, KingScottRadioTV.com. KingScottRadioTV.com.